He is never changing. He is the same yesterday, the same today, the same forever. Aren't you glad you know that truth? As I mentioned, we're going to talk a little bit about absolute today. And, you know, in the natural world that we exist in, that we live in, there are very few things that are absolute. And you won't find the word absolute in Scripture. So, but you will find it, you know, in Webster's dictionary. And the definition of the word absolute means free from imperfection or mixture, free from control or restriction, fundamental, and ultimate. In the natural, we have a few things that might be absolute, but very, very few. If you've ever taken a tour of, you know, maybe Carlsbad Cavern down in New Mexico or some other cave, and the tour guide, you know, everything's all lit up and it's safe and, you know, you can see things. And they say, well, we're going to turn off the lights. You ever been there? That is absolute darkness. That is the absence of any light whatsoever. And didn't it make you a little fearful? It did me. When they turned those lights off, I'm like, well, I hope they don't stay off very long, because I don't want to be here. Not a long time. In the universe, the natural universe that we are a very, very small part of, there is a term, you might remember this from your science classes in high school. How about the term absolute zero? Absolute zero. You know, they're really not sure if that's real or not. Because I looked it up, and the definition of absolute zero is a theoretical temperature marked by a complete absence of heat and motion. It's equivalent to negative 459.67 degrees Fahrenheit. Theoretically, at that temperature, or lack thereof, all molecular activity ceases. Protons and neurons stop turning. Everything stops. You know, there's also a government, a form of government called absolutism. It's the theory that a ruler or a government should have ultimate power, government by an absolute ruler or authority. I wouldn't want to live in such a country that had absolutism as their form of government. Precious hearts, when we rightly divide the word of truth, as we're asked to do, we're actually called to do and commanded to do, we don't find any error at all in the word of God. We find no contradiction. We find no imperfection or mixture of man's philosophies with God's grace, the grace of his word. You know, the power of God's word is absolute power. It's absolute power. Because he is all-powerful. He's omnipotent. And he has absolute power to do whatever he chooses. After all, he's God. And his word is absolute in that it is unchanging. It never changes. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, as we just sang. But, you know, even so, men will and have and will continue to attempt to alter the word of God, to shape it, to form it, perhaps into their own beliefs and theories and philosophies and perhaps even the social climate of the day. And it's really no surprise that we live in probably the deepest time of a turning away from the absolute truth of the Word of God. It's no surprise at all, because God said it would be so. Where men would reject the absolute perfection of God's word. But you know what? Not only did he say, but he preordained it, because he's God. And men can't help do what God said that they would do. God told us these would be the times, these would be the perilous times in which we live. See, we live in a time, and especially with cable television and social media and all the technology that we have, where news is just instant, right away. And it just seems more and more that anything goes, anything is acceptable. And there's no standard any longer with a lot of folks. There isn't. Anything goes. You can have your truth, I'll have my truth, we're all good. No wonder there's so much contention and division and confusion in our world today. Go back and see what's going on when you turn the television on, or when you get on your web browser and look at the news articles and things. See, people are confused because they always search in futility for answers to everything, all the questions, but yet they reject the absolute truth of the Word of God. God has an answer. And it's obviously in the Word of God. He says, trust in the Lord always with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Don't trust me. Trust the Lord. Don't trust each other. Trust the Word of God. Often when we share the Word of God with someone who may not have accepted the Lord as their Savior, we share it in absolute sincerity. And sometimes, you probably, and I probably, and I know I have, been labeled, well, you're just being intolerant. You're just being hateful. You're being narrow-minded. Well, what did Jesus say? Narrow is the way. Broad is the way to destruction. Jesus said, I am the way. And his Father said, hear ye him. So if you want to call me narrow-minded, I take that as a compliment. I do. But I don't judge any man. It's just an opportunity to share the grace of God with him. See, he's absolute. It's wonderful to know that you can stand on his truth, stand on his word. It doesn't matter what you're going through or what you hear or read or whatever. Just trust the word of God. Every answer is right there. Well, God bless you this morning, and I pray you come today.